play.
Final frontier.
If only go where no conservative mom has ever gone before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Linderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse. Welcome back, everybody. Oh, isn't it just a lovely day? It was 17 degrees here in Texas last night. Last time I spoke to you, I was in cloudy, gloomy, marijuana-infested Oregon, and it was raining cats and dogs. At least here it's sunny and 17 degrees. I can handle that. This is Everything That Matters, and welcome back. Talking about everything that matters in life. Business, parenting, cooking, conservative kitchen table politics whenever we feel like it. I am all about home life. I like to say that because what we create in our homes actually exudes from us everywhere we go. If you have a happy home life, if you can take your little tiny trailer, even if you live in a trailer, which I have, and make it cozy and warm and inviting. You know what? It doesn't matter what's going on in the world. You guys can just feel that love in there. And then you sort of get reconfirmed who you are. And your children will feel like they want to come home at night. And so I've always had a cozy house. My kids always tell me, Mom, you make everything so cozy. People that come over, it doesn't even matter. We lived in a 40-foot trailer for a long time, and I had twinkle lights in there, and Christmas time we had a little tree. It was just so cozy. And, you want to have a place, especially now when all the insanity is going on in this world, in this country, and it's finally over, right? We think it's finally over, that we've finally got the most awesome president ever, Donald J. Trump. But then the libs can't stand it. Gonna cry their eyes out every day and all day. And we're gonna have to make safe places for them because the truth is too much to handle. You know, I mean, it just really makes me sick. I tell you, I'm just a conservative mom and I'm a serial entrepreneur. I'm an award-winning author. I'm all these things that sort of, you know, I did because I loved. And then I see all, and I handled 8 years of Barack Obama. I don't think our country handled it very well. You know, he gets out there and congratulates himself the other day. And I mean, I was just like wanting to just, I had to get a barf bucket, to be honest with you. Yes, I'm leaving this country better than I, there has been no scandals under my watch. What? Your entire 8 years has been a scandal. I mean, we could name 50 of them right here. I just can't remember them all. There's so many. I mean, it's like you get overwhelmed on a daily basis for the last 8 years. But as a talk show host, it's been kind of fun, even though it's kind of sad at the same time, because you have such great, interesting and, I would like to say observations of our president, but not in any of the 8 years that he was president of, I ever degraded and has been wicked to the guy. I always said he was a handsome man, well spoken. I just think he's an idiot. But, you know, I didn't even say that, I don't think. I think I was more respectful. I mean, I can tell the truth about a person without being disrespectful. And, for his wife to come out and go, boo hoo hoo, there's no more hope. What? I don't think I felt so hopeful my entire life. I felt like the next morning after Donald Trump won, I wanted to just run out and do exercise. My dad, who's 88 years old, who's, you know, has a beautiful place in California on the ocean, who moved to Oregon to be safe. Of course, it's a completely blue state. Said he might go out and buy himself another boat. He's 88 years old because he feels like the country is safe at least for 4 years. See, because Donald Trump's going to kick butt. He's going to get some very pointy cowboy boots. And he's just going to be kicking butt everywhere he goes. And I'm excited about that. You know, and a lot of the snowflake libs, the flaming snowflakes, I don't even know why they call them snowflakes, but maybe because they melt when they hit the reality of the warm pavement. Maybe that's what it is. Anyway, you know, I mean, I can't believe we've raised a generation of these children. And then I realized, well, think about it. When Obama came in, they were 10 years old, right? Some of them maybe have been a little older. But now that 8 years has gone by, we have a generation of extremely weak people. Weak-minded, emotionally weak, are oversensitive. It's a strange thing to me because I have four macho brothers, okay, no sisters. And I am very, very proud to say that my dad treated me pretty much like a boy. And it wasn't that he wanted to, but I have 10 generations on my father's side, we're all men. So what I loved about being treated that way is that I didn't get treated any different. You see, I wasn't treated like a girl, like, oh, she's going to stay in today and paint her fingernails. No, my dad would say to me, Diane, go out and get that tractor and bring in all that hay out there. When I was like 12 years old or 13, I said, what? You want me to go out and get the tractor? And I go, I'm a girl. And he says, I don't care what you are. You're not a man. You're not a woman. You're a human being. Now go out there. He's from England. And get that tractor. Figure it out. You can pick it up. You'll be able to do it in no time. And you know what? That was the beginning of the rest of my life right there. What an awesome thing for a dad to tell his 12-year-old daughter. Go out there and figure it out. Start that tractor. I did. I went out there and picked all this hay up. It was actually for my horse. So, and I piled it all up and I just loved it. It was the best thing I ever done. Now I have a daughter and she's about the fourth girl in 10 generations. And I never knew what it was like to be around a girl. And I'm treating her the same way. I have a son and a daughter and treating my daughter as if she's capable of anything a man does. And actually I'm treating my son and as he's capable of anything a woman can do. He can cook. He's learned to sew. My husband is like a macho dude, knows how to do needlepoint. Found out that recently. And it didn't freak me out. I thought it was really awesome. But the reason why I'm saying all this is because we've raised a generation, an entire generation of weak-minded kids. And it's really kind of sickening, isn't it? It's what we have turned out of our school systems are people that are politically correct, have to always be concerned about the feelings of others. Well, you know where that's going to turn against them, people? The moment a person comes up and they have a big old hatchet, and that person is expressing their hatred of Americans, and they're going to be wailing that hatchet all over the place, or a machete, okay? Think about it. I know I'm being extreme here, but you know what? It's happening everywhere. And so that person's wailing this thing all over the place. But the child is going to have to stop now and wonder if they're supposed to be considerate of that hatchet wailing and machete wailing person's feelings. You know what I mean? That's what we've done to our children. And that's why, I mean, I always think to myself, what? This guy cut somebody's head off? I don't get it. Why would they stand there for that? You know, why would we be so frozen in fear? I know this is going to be extremely bizarre to talk about, but I have to tell you, for a person to stand there and allow somebody to chop their head off, I don't know about you, but I would rather fight and die fighting than just letting somebody, you know, chop your head off. And that's what we've done to our children in this country. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. This is Everything That Matters. We got way more ahead, so stay with me.
There was just me in my dreams, and the days went ticking by. Sometimes it's
Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters, 1-800-449-8255. I don't know if I tell you this, but you may call and be part of my show, and you may talk about just about anything you want to talk about, as long as you are not rude. You can even yell at me. I don't mind. You can tell me how wrong I am. I don't mind. You can tell me how right on. I really like that. But it is your show, and I do talk about everything that matters, and that's the name of my show. And I know that some of you have checked out my new cooking show on YouTube. I've only got one episode up. There's going to be another one released this week. I don't know what it is yet. My son didn't tell me, but it's really kind of a cute show. It's pretty funny. I tend to be kind of crazy. Just go to Cooking Americana on YouTube, Cooking Americana. And also I have a website, cookingamericana.com. And what I'm doing is I'm taking my whole cookbook called Everything That Matters in the Kitchen, and I'm going to be doing a new show every week until I get the entire cookbook done. So if anybody has questions on how to make something, they can just revert back to it, and they're like 5 to 7 minutes. And then you can see how beautiful my vintage barn stage is. It's just awesome. My husband designed and built it. And we're getting ready to do another 24 episodes. And we're going to start having guests on. And I'm going to do a blog. I have all kinds of cool ideas to communicate with people and maybe inspire them. And most of it's all going to be at our ranch in Texas here, where we're going to be starting a school eventually. Really, it's going to be like an unschooling academy where it's more of an entrepreneurial school where you get to come here. I don't care how old you are. And if you have an idea, we'll help you make that happen. And you'll learn how simple starting a business is, because we have new inspiration in America now. We've got Donald J. Trump that's going to be our president of the United States. He is a most radical entrepreneur. He's going to run this country. If you want to understand something about Donald Trump, you have to be an entrepreneur. Most people in this country that have their own business get what he does and what he's going to do and how he's going to do it. Everything has to have a purpose. You think about it, this country in the way of budget, like, why does it cost so much to do stuff? He doesn't treat your money, our hard-earned taxpayers' money, as if it's just something he can just spend. Like the Obamas really have never made their own money. Not really. They were both disbarred attorneys. So he is a community organizer. He's always lived off of other people's money, pretty much. Okay? Now he's going to have to go back in the real world where she's going to have to make dinner at night unless they have a cook, or their mother will make it, whatever. And going to have to figure out how to fit into society financially. Because when you can have anything you want and do anything you want and spend everybody else's money and waste money and give it to the wrong people. First of all, I don't think money should be given to anybody unless they have a purpose or trying to help somebody get from A to B. You know, that's what welfare used to be in the old days. You go in for just a few months till you get back on your feet. You don't have to pay it back. But people that have pride in the old days would not go on welfare. They wouldn't do it. Some of them would starve because they wouldn't do it. Watch the movie Cinderella Man with Russell Crowe. That is one of the best movies I've ever seen. And it really represents a man with honor. He actually paid it back. So anyway, back to my cooking show. Make sure you check it out, because it's really going to be cute. And you need to subscribe, though, okay? That way, every week, all you have to do is just put in your email address, and every week it'll tell you what I'm making when we put out a new show. And anytime you want to go onto my site, the link will always be there for you. Anyway, it's fun. I like to inspire people to do things super simple in life. It's very healthy food. But also, I talk about entrepreneurship. I love business. I love entrepreneurship. I love creating, okay? I mean, I made my first living when I was 16 years old making sterling silver jewelry. I was driving a Mercedes by the time I was 17. So that can just tell you, my 9-year-old brother could make $800 a day. Now that was 40 years ago, or 44 years ago. So with a few little things in life, and that's why I love Texas, because everybody here repurposes, they create, they're build. I mean, most of the people that are in Texas are so much work here right now. They have two businesses, two jobs. I mean, there's so much opportunity here. I love it. Although it makes them very undependable because they're so busy, you can't get them to show up to do anything. That's the one bad thing about Texans. They don't call you back. Whenever they mosey on over to the phone, they will. Anyway, there was something I really wanted to talk about today because I believe that we're entering into a very frightening era. Even though we have an awesome president, and maybe because we have an awesome president, it would have happened either way. But now they've got something really to prove. The liberals have created an environment of hate in America. They really have. They call us the great dividers, but honestly, I've never felt so divided in my life, not only racially, but financially with people. You know, people are demanding, you know, political correctness, and it ain't going to happen no more. It's not going to happen anymore. People are not going to be politically correct anymore. It's so freeing, isn't it? I've never been politically correct. I've never had an argument with anybody about it. That's the weird thing. I'm not sensitive to your sensitivities. Excuse me. I reserve the right to insult everybody equally. That's what I tell everybody. They need to learn to say that. Because the truth is, there is something called freedom of speech in America. And if we don't start standing up for that freedom of speech, you're going to lose it. It's almost gone now. Because they're going to have the verbal police, the people that come in there, and if you don't say the right words, they're going to put you in jail for a hate crime. So that's how bad it's getting. But here's really what I want to talk about. I want people to understand that now that Obama has let in America, probably thousands and thousands and thousands of terrorists. Yes, you wonder what's wrong with a stupid man that would let somebody come into America that wants to kill people, chop people's heads off, blow up things, take buses and run people over. They're here. Okay. They're everywhere. And our rights give them the right to be wrong, which I think that's going to change. Okay. I believe that Donald J. Trump, elect president, is going to change the system. Whereas they're in our country and they're not American citizens and they can't prove it, they're going to be sent out, but there's going to be a fight. And here's the sad part. The snowflakes in our country, the ones that have been raised in the weird sensitivities of life and can't handle the truth about anything, they're going to be their victims first because they're easy prey. But people, we have to be prepared. Every person that is listening to me right now, if you're not prepared, get yourself a gun permit. Learn how to use firearms. Make your home safe. Be aware. Be conscious. I'm not trying to take away your carefreeness because Americans are famous for being carefree people. Yeah, we all frolic around. We love life. We're busy holiday shopping. We couldn't even imagine anybody in this town or, you know, wherever you are in life to be like that. But they're everywhere. They're everywhere. And they're going to be out there when you least expect it. So you have to be vigilant, 100% aware and conscious. You know where your children are. Find out who they're hanging out with. Don't let them stay out late at night. I don't care what they say. You know, my kids don't really go anywhere. I mean, they have, because I've raised so many kids, you know, we have at least, my husband and I between us have at least 25 troubled teenagers that are now full grown adults. And I know them like I know my own children. So some of them have kids and some of them are my kids' ages. And it's really nice because we can, you know, my kids can hang out with them and I know where they are. I know what environment they're in. But people, you don't know who your kids are hanging out with. You don't know what they're doing. They're not protected. 1-800-449-8255. 8255. This is Diane Linderman. This is Everything That Matters. We'll be right back. Everything that matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. Taking your calls all the way to the end of the show, and I will have some recipes tailing at the very end because my day job is I'm a chef. Well, I'm self-proclaimed chef, but that's even better than a trained chef because I'm not going to pile up a bunch of stuff in the middle of a plate for you that's the size of a dime and call that a meal. When you get food from me, when we had a restaurant, we give you an enormous serving platter and it would be filled full of beautiful things. A lot of them we actually grew on our own property. It was awesome. And yeah, I didn't make any money at it because we gave a lot of food and high quality. There's not a lot of money in restaurants, people. There really isn't. There's a lot of money in alcohol. But food is very expensive to prepare because not only do you have the food costs, but you have, you know, all of the costs of the support, the overhead. It's just insane. So, you know, if you're going to do a restaurant, keep it simple, stupid. Somebody told me that one time and we didn't listen. But next one I do, which I'm still going to do one, we're going to open up a restaurant on this ranch, and it's going to be called a weekend restaurant. And basically, it's going to be open on Fridays, Saturdays, and maybe Sunday mornings. And for brunch, you know, it'll just be a fun place to go with your family. And afterwards, you go out and pet all of our animals. It'd be awesome. You can even pet the Democrats out in the donkey pen because they're all donkeys out there. They're usually screaming about now when I'm on the show this time of day, but the Democrats are strangely quiet today. I'll go out and visit them. You know, I'm going to start a blog, and it's going to be called a vlog. And I'm going to introduce you to some of the Democrats on our ranch here and some of the other animals. So we've got a lot of political animals here. Yep, we do. Be fun. Anyway, I'm just talking about learning to be vigilant in the last segment. And I'm just going to carry it over a little bit because, you know, I even watch my own kids who've been raised to be conscious. They get caught up in, you know, having fun and not being aware. And, you know, once you have a little something happen to you in life, you know, even bumping into somebody's car or, you know, getting your car keyed, whatever it might be, it does give you an awakening. See, people are like in a sleep. They want to not believe the worst about people. And that isn't what I'm asking here, because the majority of the people in America are awesome. But there are the evil ones amongst us that act and look like everybody else. And one day they're just going to pull out something and they're just going to either start a shooting or start a slinging around a hatchet or a blah, blah, blah. And somebody's head's going to roll. And I just want you to be vigilant. I mean, it just sounds really gross, right? But I'm not negative because I kind of was raised like that. My father's from Europe when he grew up during the war, and he said that he lived in a boarding school and you had to be vigilant. You had to be aware. You couldn't survive, you know, the bombs coming over, you know, just, you know, and so he kind of raised us like that. And, you know, I've been carrying a gun since I was 16 years old, and my dad wouldn't even let me go out without it, and a big old German Shepherd. You know, and I knew that if I had to use it, I would use it. Because I was very, very good shot. and I still am. 1-800-449-8255. Were you guys all still sleeping today? This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Don't go away. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman. I hope you can hear me. It sounds like it's going crazy. The music is, maybe just on my part. Anyway, welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. I got an interesting article here. Just talking about the dumbing down to me. I'm talking about the dumbing down of America still, because Trump isn't in full force yet, and I think he's going to change the direction of America. I pray, I hope, and I'm excited, because he's going to inspire a lot of people. He already is. I mean, the stock market going up like that is not the Obama administration's doing. I don't care what he says. Okay? It's amazing. Anyway, this will be the next capital of the marijuana world, okay? This state, it says, this year marked a turning point for marijuana, both as a cultural movement and as an industry. Polls show a record percentage of Americans now favor legalization. I wonder why. It's a drug. And most of us already live in a state with some form of legal cannabis. Sounds like cannibals. California, home to more than a tenth of the U.S. population and the sixth largest economy in the world, just approved recreational marijuana. In 2017, expect the momentum to grow with further mainstreaming of cannabis and in the cementing of the industry. Yeah, because I talked to friends that were at the Oregon State Fair, and they said that their marijuana exhibit was the hottest thing on the fairgrounds. Really? Did they give samples? Maybe that's the reason why. And it says Los Angeles will emerge as the marijuana capital of the world. Can't wait! All those people are so drugged out that they actually start, they can't move. You can buy stocks now. I have friends that are complete Christians, right? They're just like full on Christians, and they're growing marijuana. I'm like, I can't believe you're doing that. It's like having a still in your backyard, you know? So I dug up an interesting article. Let me get rid of something here so I can see it. Hidden dangers of marijuana that people are not talking about. It says, with all the pro-medical marijuana publicity and the clamoring of the decriminalization of this drug, it can be hard to remember that marijuana is indeed damaging and addictive and causes harmful effects. It's quite possible we are doing a terrible disservice to our children when we are permissive about the dangers of marijuana. Though they are not headline news, there are serious and harmful effects associated with abusing marijuana. Marijuana use and addiction are most pronounced in America's young people. Of those going to rehabilitation for weed addiction, and they are doing it already, 45% are under 21 years of age. When those 24 and younger are included, the percentage raises to 55. Thus, it is important to let our youth know the risk rather than letting them accept the decriminalization campaigns without rebuttal. It's a Narcanon drug. Recovery centers around the world are helping people recover from the addictions of marijuana by enabling them to repair the damage that it has been done. It is a process that takes 8 to 10 weeks on average, involves through detoxification, restoration of life, and problem-solving skills and more. See, we're going to have a nation of drugged, stupid, literally, you got to be really dumb to buy into this. Okay. Now, if they legalize chocolate as a drug, I'll be first in line because I am a self-proclaimed chocoholic. So is my entire family. What it is about chocolate keeps me happy. And once they start telling me that it's actually a drug, I will stop completely using it. Promise. I know you all agree with me 100%. There are people that are very strange in this world that don't like chocolate. I don't like them immediately. I have to question who those people are and what the nature of my friendship is. Yep. I joke not. All right, so we'll carry this on because it is really important to know that chronic marijuana use and higher dosages are found to correlate to greater psychosis and schizophrenia. And you know what? Everybody pretty much in America right now has a little bit of that. So just compound that with some marijuana. See, I'm going to stick to chocolate. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Ending unplanned, staring at the blank page before you. Open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions, feel the rain. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters, and we're talking about everything that matters in life, business, parenting, cooking, kitchen table politics, of course, conservative kitchen table politics. And I was just reading an interesting article about the next marijuana capital of the world, which is going to be Los Angeles, California. Just get all those people all drugged up, the liberals that already live there. And I'll tell you, conservatives ought to move to Texas because, I don't know, I hope they don't do it here. I really don't. You know, I know it's a drug, and it ought to be used if it's going to be used in the medical industry. But for people who are growing it, see, because Oregon has just the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful state of Oregon. Now when you drive down the beautiful country roads, you come across literally marijuana plantations. I don't see any farms anymore. I do see people growing a little hay here and there. But why grow hay when you can grow marijuana, see? And that's what's going on. It's insane. And for people to jump on that bandwagon, like I said, I have two really, really strict Christian friends. And they're reverted to growing marijuana. I just have a hard time looking them in the face because, you know, it's just, that's going to end up in some kid's pipe. Ask me if I know how to do this. I don't even know how to smoke it because I've never smoked it in my life. My worst, like I said, my worst sin is probably chocolate. Because even when I had a heart operation from a hereditary heart valve problem, I wouldn't even take drugs to feel better because I don't like the way I feel when I'm not feeling like me. So they gave me Tylenol or whatever kind of form of Tylenol that they have in the hospitals. I just need a little edge off that pain, you know, but I can handle it. I just patient, pain goes away. You get tougher because you can handle higher doses of pain. And I think that's probably why I'm kind of a tough girl because, you know, I can handle it. I'm patient. If I have a headache, you know, I'll just relax and find a way of relaxing. It'll end up going away. Plus, you know what? Magnesium citrate helps. But here's a little bit more about this article. It says a major U.S. sports league will approve the use of cannabis. Ricky Williams, Kyle Turley, Henderson, blah, 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 all these different people. The list of professional athletes retired are still playing who have cooped to using marijuana is long and growing. In Williams' case, the former NFL star has turned his love of cannabis and sports into a business enterprise. Of course. Because if you like chocolate, you'll also open up a chocolate shop. He and a partner expected to open what he has dubbed the world's first cannabis gym. Hello, everybody's going to feel real good when they're in there. You know, just get rid of that conscience. That's what we're doing to our country, if the way I look at it. We're going to dull and deaden what little conscience we have left. You know, I was reading this weird, it was a book about how Hitler came to power and the psycho-political way of destroying the morale of America. And you know, one of those things is to give people drugs, get them into sex, get them into all the things that you can do that we kind of know in our hearts are not right to do. And that's how they have control over you. So what you do with giving into a drug as a social thing and alcohol too. I can't drink. I try to drink that little glass of wine every day. I can't even drink a tablespoon of it. I don't like the way it makes me feel. You know, if I want to get high, I'd just eat a double Cadbury's or something. Seriously. But the thing is that the reason why drugs are such the perfect avenue and the marijuana that's now becoming nationwide, and I'm praying to God it doesn't come into Texas. I just pray that we remain the lone state, you know, place where our kids aren't subject to that. I mean, they're subject to it anyway. But when we make it okay, see, then you lose the ability to say it's not okay to your children. And that's a huge problem. Not my kids wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole because they would rather go out and ride full-on gallops across our ranch. To meet Tim, them, that's fun stuff. But the thing is that you dull the consciousness and the conscience of a human being to the point where they're just bodies. There's no more decisive, you know, they don't have any decision-making possibilities anymore. My nephew, who has been drugged up on marijuana for years, you know, wanted to get a job working for us. And I'm like, well, you got to pass a drug test. And he says, well, I can't because I medically take it. I go, what's wrong with you? Why do you have to take this? Well, he doesn't even know what's wrong with him. He forgot because he's so drugged up. He doesn't even know what's wrong with him. And you know, they just keep passing him out that card, the marijuana card. Yep. You can go get some more marijuana because there's something wrong with you. Even though we can't even figure out what it is anymore because you have no complaints. You see, it's an insane thing we're doing to our country. To me, this is my opinion. And I know that millions of people are going to be getting rich off this for a while. And then all of a sudden, California is going to start growing it and Oregon's going to die. The real estate market up in Oregon right now is insane if you've got 5 acres or more to sell. But I have a friend that is in the real estate business, and they're actually saying that the escrow companies will not open an escrow if they know that the people that are buying it are going to use it for marijuana because they actually haven't legalized it in growing operations. The people that are buying and growing right now, he said, are shipping it all over the country. So, did you say we have a caller? Oh, 1 minute. Okay, I didn't hear that. Anyway, stay with me to the next. We are going through a hard break. It's like 5-7 minutes, so stay with me. But check out my website, Cooking Americana. It's on the YouTube channel now, but you can just go to my website, cookingamericana.com.
I'll play final trumpet.
You boldly go where no conservative mom has ever gone before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Linderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse.
Whoa, I'm waking up. I feel it in my
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. And you can actually call into my show anytime you feel the desire at 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. And we're talking about everything that matters in life, business, parenting, and that is kitchen table politics. And I do a cooking segment at the end of this hour, something delicious for your bellies, something simple, healthy, and I like to say decadent. I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but it is not. And if you want to get your family something really nice for Christmas, stocking stuffers, just because you love them, I have a series of children's books called How to Become an Entrepreneurial Kid. Actually, it's a little program. And now that we have an entrepreneur in the White House, and he is going to run this country like an entrepreneur, I believe every child age kid, age 5 and up, should learn what it means to be a person in their own business, an entrepreneur. And that's the way you save a country. Make kids believe that they don't have to go to college unless they want to be something specific. There are trades and there are entrepreneurs, and sometimes they are the same thing. So let's inspire our children also to cook, because I've made my living cooking in my life because I love cooking. A lot of kids love cooking. I do three cooking shows around the country, and now I have my own YouTube show called Cooking Americana, and it is my cookbooks that I want you to buy and order them from Amazon right away because it's something worth having. One is called Kids Can Cook, and it's actually my simplest restaurant recipes that I put into a book that even kids can learn to use. Very simple recipes, very healthy. I mean, you know, you can turn any recipe into a healthy recipe. And I actually show you how, but absolutely delicious, made from scratch recipes that most people don't even realize that they can make. I can make something from scratch quicker than you can buy something, a fast food, really, seriously. So you can go to my website, everythingthatmattersradio.com, or you could just go to Amazon, and also cookingamericana.com, which is my website for my new cooking show, also has my cookbooks that you can order from. So make sure you do that. It's really worth something. Christmas time, you know, you get to support my endeavors because I don't get paid for being on the radio. I just love doing it. Once a week show, yeah, what are you going to make, huh? They wouldn't let me say what I want to say if I had to take a paycheck for this. I'm free. I could get a job doing this. It'd be fun. But you know what? Then I'd have to give up everything else. And this way I just connect with you once a week, give you ideas, get you thinking, get you mad at me. It's way more fun that way. But I'm going to have a vlog pretty soon where every day I'm going to do a little something on my vlog, on our ranch and what kids are doing. And I might be cooking something, you know, I'm just going to do it. I think it'd be really fun. You see my ugly mug all those times a day. I don't know. You might not want to do this. Now, I just saw an article here I have to share with you. By the way, 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255 if you want to be part of the show. Good, bad, and indifferent, I do love to hear from you. I will not accept rude people. I haven't really met any rude people, though. Even the ones that think they're rude end up being very polite to me. And, you know, it's not that I'm worried about my feelings hurt people. I really, really love a good argument. Just ask my family and all my friends. It's just that I love justice, you know? And I can be wrong. I can be wrong. Believe it or not, I'm humble and proud of it. Now that we got that over with, I just read something that Obama said at his last news conference the other day. Want to stop foreign meddling in elections? Now, here is a suggestion that I think is very wicked. I'm going to see if you see the same thing about it that I saw. It says, turn off talk radio, Obama says. And then it goes down here and it says, he says, no wonder that voters fell for fake news planted by foreign governments during the election when partisan media outlets and political talk radio shows have been pushing a similar tone for years. Now, I wonder if he's talking about CNN, the Clinton News Network, or MSNBC, or CBS, or ABC. Huh. Wonder if he's talking about those guys. If you go to MSNBC or CNN, you wonder if they're on the payroll of Obama and Clinton, because pretty much they're completely the fake news people that paint a picture that is absolutely a bunch of pack of lies 90% of the time. And if they tell the truth 10%, it's only because they've been caught in a lie. He's just amazing, isn't it? That's what liberals do. They always try to tell you the truth is a lie and the lie is the truth. That's why, people, you have to stop doubting yourself. You have to know what is right and wrong in your heart and your soul. Never let anybody make you doubt what you know. You know, my father is an amazing man, and he interpreted the Sermon on the Mount the other day, and I read it. It was so beautiful. You know, all he did was take out the thee thou stuff so you could read it. I'm actually going to put that on my website. But it gave the eight attitudes of the truth. And I'm telling you, people, if you can read this and not cry, I don't know who you are, because I cried my eyes out when I read it. But one of the attitudes was, if you have the truth and know the truth, and it is the truth, don't hide it. Speak it. Stand for it. Be the truth. You know, and political correctness is trying to put that spark in all of us out. And it almost did. But here comes a clumsy old dude from New York that's just make billions of dollars and has the perfect life and decides to go in there and break the glass ceiling. You know? And when I heard him the first time announce that he was going to run for president, I just died laughing, because finally here is a man that isn't afraid to sound like he is who he really is, which is completely 100% politically incorrect, honest to the core, and you know what? He knows how to talk to people. And I think he's a believable person. You're going to say all kinds of stuff. Get ready, Donald Trump, because the war of words, the wordsmiths are on their way. There's an army of wordsmiths. And the next thing they're going to do, they're going to start shooting arrows at you. So I think he's prepared. I don't think this man is stupid. I don't think he realized it was going to be as vicious as it is. But when Obama has the nerve to tell people to turn off talk radio, because, you know, the only real talk radio shows are mostly all conservative. I think all the liberal ones fail because they're boring as hell. It's true. Did I say the word hell? I'm allowed to say that one once in a while. 1-800-449-8255. Stay with me. Remember, I've got a recipe at the end of this hour. Taking your calls at 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. We'll be right back.
Family, friends, yeah, everybody sins. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. Help folks in need, don't fall for greed. A jealous man is weak, so think before you speak. If you love them, let them know. If you hate, let it go. Fast can be fun, but sometimes you need slow. God is all good, the devil is so real. So listen up, y'all, cause this is how I feel.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. 1-800-449-8255. We're going to go to the phones. We've got Lauren from Seattle. Is it Seattle? Georgia. Georgia just lost her phone line. Lauren, if you can hear me, call me back. All right. Who do we have on the next line? Leo from California. Hi, Leo. Welcome to Everything That Matters. Are you there, Leo? Leo. Leo.
Hello.
Leo. Hey, welcome to Everything That Matters, Leo. If you're listening to your radio, just turn it off.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Leo. You're on the air with Diane Linderman. What's on your mind?
Oh, good morning. My only reason that I'm calling is because, you know, I'm getting sick and tired of these electoral college guys. You know, millions and millions, you know, vote, you know, for the best option that we have right now, that's Mr. Donald Trump.
Yes.
But how they're playing that. They're like, oh, you know, I don't think that we should elect him. I mean, are they playing a game?
Yes, they are playing a game. Yeah.
Okay, don't they make changes.
Don't believe a word they're saying. They're just a bunch of sore losers. Mr. Donald Trump is going to be our president, and those people are trying their best to ruin it. They're spoilers. And they're trying to spoil any opportunity. Yes, they are playing a game, Leo. Just don't believe it. See,
okay, and one more thing, though. You know, they're saying, like, you know, all those crybabies, after the election, they get lost that very same night, they were saying that we should change the electoral college. And, you know, I agree on that. Why don't you give the same amount of representatives to each state? Because, I mean, California shouldn't have that many. Because California is a changing state. It doesn't believe anymore on what our founder fathers meant this country to be.
You know what, Leo? You know, that's a good question. However, the Electoral College can never change. And the reason why is because if you did that, there would only be a few states that would determine the outcome of every election for the next 1,000 years. So we have to have the Electoral College to keep it so that every state has a chance to have a fair chance at who is going to be president of the United States. And California would probably be the dictator. And we all know who they'd pick every time. They would pick the Democrats every single time because that's a completely liberal state and that's one of the largest states in the country. So that's the reason why, Leo. Thank you so much for your call. 1-800. Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8255. I know. I mean, I had to learn a lot about the Electoral College, too, when I, you know, especially I think it was one of our guys won the popular vote. And I think it was it Bush? I think. Anyway, whoever, I can't remember when. But, you know, it made sense why we have an Electoral College and why we have to keep it. Right now, it would be an imbalance of power throughout the entire United States if we had to go by the popular vote. Plus, we also have to understand, and I am a firm believer, that Donald Trump really did win the popular vote. Because if you take all the illegal voting, because remember, California said they were letting people vote that were illegal aliens. Okay? They were illegal immigrants, and they were voting. So if you take the millions and millions of illegal votes from illegal people that are not from America and they're not U.S. citizens, I truly believe in my heart of hearts that he would have won the popular vote. And that's the way it is. So 1-800-449-8255. Here's an interesting thing that we have got to put this stop to this. It says, all the rage, ready? Taxpayer funded. Now, remember, you and I are funding these colleges that are offering courses on America's problem of whiteness. Okay? Now, I only know truly one really, truly very fluorescent white person, and that's my daughter. She's got the whitest, snow-whitest skin I've ever seen in my life. But I happen to be, you know, dark skin because my father is, you know, his father is father and we have very dark skin on my side of the family. My mother is like a lily pad, you know, white as white can be, but my brothers are all, you know, very brownish. You know, we come out very tan. But the point what I'm trying to say is that what a sick thing, people. What a sick thing to use our taxpayer-funded colleges, offer courses on America's problem of whiteness. I bet you there's a white person teaching that class. You know, that would actually be insult on the injury. The problem is with this is it's insane. It is so insane because this is actually supporting division in America. Things like this. Now, I would love for Donald Trump to get in there and just pull the funding from this college for doing such a ridiculous thing. Now, why don't they teach a class on how to become an entrepreneur? Okay? That would be something that every race, creed, or color person, religion, who cares, would take. Because we all want to get ahead in life, especially if we're going to start all the states. Have you noticed all the states now? Lots and lots and lots of states are now drug testing people to get welfare. Thank you, Lord. That's all I can say. Thank you, God, because it is the stupidest thing in the world to give out welfare to people that are living and have the money to buy drugs. Now, here's where you're going to have literally welfare states turn into non-welfare states. Wherever they're making marijuana legal, people, you're not going to be able to be on welfare anymore because you're not going to be able to pass a drug test. Do you know why I'm moving out of Oregon? Because 99% of the people that came to apply for a job in our ever-growing company cannot pass a drug test. And some of these people are perfectly beautiful people that you would never even think that they would be on some form of a drug. So I don't want people drugged out working with children. That's what we do. We work with kids and animals. I have to have people that have their brains about them, their thoughtfulness, their love intact, and their vision intact. So now California, Colorado, Oregon, Washington, you guys are just, what you do is you're shooting yourself in the foot, and you're going to create a problem trying to be, you know, politically correct again. Oh, let's just let everybody smoke pot. Oh, but you do have to pass a drug test to get a job, people. And that stuff stays in your system for, and I just read an article, sometimes years. You know, if you're chubby, guess what? It stays in your fat cells. I'd be in trouble. I wonder if chocolate stays in there. Oh, in a different form. Problem is, we're in trouble in this country. We're messing it up. We're messing our kids up. Right now, I am an anti-school person for kids. Take your kids out of public schools. Homeschool them if you have to. Just until Donald Trump gives out vouchers for private schools. And then when you go to a private school, make sure that private school fits your child. Because you know what? I am so sick. I work with troubled kids. Guess what? They're not herds of cows. Each one of them is completely different. I have two kids. And one is completely different. Learns completely different than the other one. And if you want to destroy your children, treat them like they're all the same people. You know, don't we want to grow brilliant people in America? We want them to grow up to be brilliant, smart, innovative, awesome, right? But if you treat your children like they're all the same as everybody else's kids, even in your own family, you will destroy your children. And it's happening every day. And every minute of every day. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters.
I am moving through the crowd, trying to find myself. Feel like a guitar that's never played, or someone's drumming.
welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters, 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. You know, I found this article that says that Walmart is going to be selling Black Lives Matters t-shirts. Okay, so I'm going to say this thing about what I believe to be a movement caused by political correctness. Because I could have a real beef with this, because the name of my show is Everything That Matters. And I've been doing this show for 14 years, okay? So I think I came up with the word matters a long time ago, first of all. Second of all, I'm going to read you something that somebody said about this idea, and I'm not going to go to Walmart anymore if this is true. If it's really true, and I want everybody to do their real work, because I'll tell you why. If Walmart realizes why Black Lives Matter started and actually what they stood for, I mean, if you remember what they were saying, you know, kill cops, blah, blah, blah. Do you realize that Walmart is supporting this? So this guy named Neil Graham, and he says this is supporting criminal corruption by Walmart. Black Lives Matter calls out death to cops, kill cops, beats white people, loots, destroys property, sets fire, etc. They are a criminal organization. By promoting them makes Walmart criminal as well. Now, I'm not going to go to Walmart anymore. I'm done. I have to go to Walmart a lot because I'm in the town where Walmart is practically the only store. But now I'm going to find an alternative. If it is true, I'm going to find out. This is a legitimate website. Sometimes you do find stuff. It's funny because this website is also trying to sell Black Lives Matter t-shirts. I think it's really insensitive, bizarre. It's actually compromising. It's like, I think it was, what's the Subway sandwiches? In certain parts of the country, they pulled ham and bacon from their sandwiches because of the Islamic, you know, the way people eat in the Middle Easterns eat. Now, I'm telling you, isn't this America? Okay, isn't this America? And isn't supporting the, you know, the killing cops and threatening lives and people died in Dallas. You see, there's people dying all over the country from this kind of movement. And for Walmart to not really pay attention to that, that's bizarre. You know, that used to be a very American company. And I think that they're going to really be sorry they did this. You know, one of the people on here said, yeah, they'll probably figure that, yeah, they're going to get in trouble for it, but people will shop here anyway. You know what? Conservatives are sick of the politically psycho political politics of America. And I believe in my heart that this is one of those psycho political movements in our country is to design to dumb you down and to not allow you to speak your mind about it. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. I've got another article here. I, you know, people aren't calling. I got to talk about all this stuff. so much to talk about, too. I'm telling you, people, I should have a 14-hour-a-day show just to get it all out there. But I thought this was really interesting, and I had this belief, too. After Trump won, it says the top pollster, and the article is, Trump could create long-term majority and change politics as we know it. Yeah, like that. I don't know about you, but I knew it was going to happen because Republicans were becoming Democrats. Democrats were becoming communists. And now there's a new conservative party. Conservative, right? You know that Trump is expecting some of his billionaire friends to work for nothing, for free, for a dollar a year. That's what I heard. It says, top pollster Frank Luntz, who was not a Trump supporter, told Sean Hannity tonight that Trump could create a permanent Republican majority. Yay! I thought it was going to go the other way around for so many years. Frank Luntz, I did not think Trump had a good chance. Oh, dear. You know, I'm one of those people that has no technology. So sometimes I press the wrong button, especially when I'm reading it, right? All right. So anyway, he said, if Trump can keep this majority of these new voters who have never voted Republican before and bring back some of those Republicans from the suburbs who voted for Clinton, well, why would they vote for Clinton if they're Republicans? I don't get it. Before and bring back some of the Republicans from the suburbs who voted for Clinton, voted Republican all the way down the line. This is a long-term majority, he said. He has a chance to change politics as we know it. If he can keep both of these two groups together, and he has the ability to do this. It's true, he does. Now, to me, that is so exciting. It says, because basically, you know, people are so sick of what was going on in this country. If the communist Democrats, because now, like I said, Republicans, the old Republicans became Democrats, and the Democrats have become socialist communists. That's really the way it is. Okay. And that's where snowflakes live. The little snowflakes around the country that I would love for one of them to call me and just disagree with me about Trump and tell me why they hate him so much. 1-800-449-8255. They won't, because they really don't know what they hate about him. They don't know anything. They don't. All they know is that they were supposed to act that way because that has been instilled in them to be cronies, complete 100% stupid crony people. And that is what the liberalism of our country is raising. A bunch of elitists that have knowledge but no brains. You see, I actually would rather have a person that has no schooling at all, but have an immense amount of common sense and vision and ideas and creativity and innovation. You know, that's what I would look for in a person. You know, I told my daughter the other day, who's 19 years old, you know, and believe me, I'm going to try till at least she's like 70 before she gets married. But you know, I told her, because she's, and my son both, my son's 21. My husband and I instill in them huge amount of work ethics. They have to find it on their own, believe it or not. It's not something we can actually make them have. But they will find that to survive and to be leaders, because these are born leaders, they have to find a work ethic. It's honor. It's the ability to see something and make a difference. But beyond that, her awareness levels as a human being has not been destroyed. We don't make our kids doubt themselves and what they see about themselves, about us, about other people. We also teach them to speak up. That's one of the most important things. If you can't teach your children to speak their minds and say what's on their mind and be free with the truth, you're dumbing down your kids. And I always told my daughter, if you ever meet a man he's going to have to be a hell of a man to be able to pass our tests. 1-800-449-8255. I hope she waits about 10 years. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. We're going to go into our food segment now because life is short and we've all got to learn to cook. Because, you know, some people make their living just catering. I have a friend that used to work with me in my restaurant. She has an identical twin sister who's still with us now, working with us. But her sister went off and went to, I don't know where she is. I think she lives in Boston or something. And she started a little business where she caters to people that work. And now it's this huge company that makes hot meals that's delivered to people's door. And I think they have like two or three meals and you microwave them or you put them in the oven. And they're all homemade and they're really delicious. And she's just built this amazing company. It just amazes me that somebody that has a little love of cooking, what they can do. I mean, there's a million different things you can do. And her sister, which is, you know, working here with us, she has a little boy, so she can't really, doesn't want to leave him. She took her 12 times, 12 miscarriages to have this kid. So she's going to have a little muffin business where she takes muffins and scones to the local trade days around. I mean, there's hundreds of trade day shows every weekend. She can make her living just working weekends and take her kid with her. So don't ever tell me you can't make a living at something you love. Okay. I do cooking shows around the country, and I'm going to give you a recipe today for something that are called potato latkes, or for you people from Texas, potato pancakes. But I'm not sure what the difference is. I think the difference is latkes, you use a raw potato where you actually grate up a raw potato and it takes a lot longer to cook. But I'm going to give you the cheaters potato latkes that are so good. I'm telling you, you can make one for dinner and you can put a ton of stuff in them. For instance, why not put, you know, meat or bacon or, you know, chicken or anything, like put chili on it. You could actually use it as a base for 50 different things. So here is what I'm going to do right now is give you this recipe, and you're going to be able to make this every day of your life if you want, because they're so darn simple. So I actually never open up hardly any packages or boxes of anything. Everything I make is from scratch. So if you have potatoes at home, and you got leftover like baked potatoes, or you want to just make up a bunch of red potatoes, keep them in your refrigerator, grade those, but they have to be cooked. Okay. Don't overcook them. Just cook them till they're, you can put a fork in them or a knife. Okay. So let's just say you have a bunch of those. Grade the heck out of them till there's a big pile of them. Then what I want you to do is grade a sweet onion. So I'm going to make probably like 6 giant potatoes. So I have baked potatoes, I skin them. You don't have to skin them if they're red potatoes, but if they're any other kind, I always skin them. You can even add some sweet potato in there if you want, okay? Just have fun with it. So you grade that, and now you're going to grade the onion, and now you're going to put in like 4 eggs into this giant pile. So I've got like 6 to 7 giant potatoes. I've got a whole sweet onion, because we're going to make a ton of them. And the reason why, they're so good, like 2 days later, you can freeze them, and you're going to cook them in coconut oil. All right, so you mix them all up. We're going to bind them now. I use a little bit of oat flour, maybe a couple tablespoons of oat flour, to bind them, okay? Because now they're going to be kind of watery. You might want to put three eggs. If that's not good enough, put another one. So now you put in your 3 tablespoons of oat flour, and you mix it up really well, and you put garlic salt and pepper into the mixture. Mix it all really well. Now on a fry pan on your stove, I want you to take a giant slab tablespoon, just heaping tablespoon of coconut oil. Make sure it's organic or cold pressed. Throw it in your pan. Get it really hot. Okay? Because coconut oil has a high heat index. You got to get it hot to cook it. Otherwise, it literally boils your food. Okay? You can use avocado oil as well. That's a very healthy oil. I just love coconut oil. Okay, so you get that oil really hot, and you make up a whole bunch of these potato pancakes. And what I do is I put like a big heaping tablespoon, like a big serving spoon, in my hand, and then I start slapping it back and forth. Okay, so I get it into a ball. Then on a plate right next to me, I have oat bran and oat flour. So that's what we're gonna dredge it in. So I mix that all up, put a garlic salt on inside of that. Slap that around, make a beautiful patty out of it, and then take it over and just drop it right into that flour, and then pick it up, put the flour on top, and just kind of go back and forth, and it should form into a nice patty. Make sure it's kind of flat. Don't make it too flat. Don't make it too thick. Get that oil going, and then put it in there. Put a little garlic salt on top of it, and then you make a whole pan full of them. Get them golden brown on each side, and then put them on. You don't even need a paper towel if you're using coconut oil because it absorbs into the food. Now, here's a cheater's way out. Go out and get yourself a bag of just hash brown potatoes that are just pre-cooked. Okay? They don't have anything else in them. They might even have salt in them, and that's okay. Just take those and then take your eggs, throw them in there, throw in your binder, and then your onion, and mix that up. That's if you don't want to cook the potatoes ahead of time. I got to tell you something. I made these for a cooking show one time. I couldn't stop eating them. They were so good. Okay. Just put them in your hand, a big heaping tablespoon, like a big serving spoon. Flap it back and forth. Put a little bit of flour in your hand if that helps. Okay. Put that on that flour. Put that in that oil and turn them one time. All right. Make sure you check out my cooking show on cookingamericana.com. Follow me on Facebook at Diane Linderman. Till next week, which will probably be Christmas, this is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Thanks for listening.
Kids are starving in Japan, so eat it, just eat it.